Wednesday, January 15th. First reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. Since the children share in blood and flesh, Jesus likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who, through fear of death, had been subject to slavery all their life. Surely he did not help angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham. Therefore he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God to expiate the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. Haydock Commentary. The devil, by exciting men to sin, made them liable to a temporal and eternal death. He was therefore the prince of death, both as to soul and body. Jesus Christ, the life and source of life, has by his death destroyed sin and vanquished the devil. He has at once triumphed over the prince of death and death itself, and by the assurance which he has given us of eternal life, has delivered us from the terrible apprehensions of dying. To a good Christian, death is the termination of misery and the beginning of eternal happiness. Why, therefore, should we be afraid to die? We ought rather, with St. Paul, to say, I desire to be dissolved and to be with Christ. Surely he did not help angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham. That is, according to the common interpretation, we nowhere find that he hath united their nature to his divine person to save them, though a great part of them had also sinned and fallen from heaven. But he taketh the seed of Abraham, that is, he became man of the seed or race of Abraham, to redeem or save mankind. He had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, except for sin. He was like us in being tempted, in suffering, and dying, that having the true nature of a suffering man, he might become a merciful high priest, fit to compassionate us in our sins, in our temptations and sufferings. The Gospel from Mark chapter 1, verses 29 through 39. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak, because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. Haydock Commentary. The devils knew that it was the Christ who had been promised for so many ages before, for they saw him perform the wonders which the prophets had foretold of him. Yet they were not perfectly acquainted with his divine nature, or otherwise they would never have persecuted to death and crucified the Lord of glory. But Christ would not permit them to declare that they knew him.